Valjina Mort started playing the accordion when she was 6 years old. She took it really seriously.
I played it for a good 10 years, practicing daily under my grandmother's very strict watch.
And then when she was a teenager in her native Belarus, she started to look for music in language. She ended up becoming a poet. Her new book is called Music for the Dead and Resurrected. I asked her to read from a poem that I really liked. It's called Music Practice.
Should I go ahead and profess that in the name of that man who played any instrument thrown at him, a cymbalum, a mandolin, a fiddle, but ended up quickly killable once thrown into a war, not even a great one at that, I was drafted into music.
That poem is about her great-grandfather. Her grandma used to tell her stories about him.
He died young, drafted into a Polish-Soviet war for the Western territories in Belarus. He was not much of a soldier. He was a farmer, but he also really loved music. He made instruments himself and played them and sang. So the only thing pretty much of what my grandmother remembered about her father was him singing to her, playing these handmade instruments. And it turned into a bit of an obsession because that was the only way to remember him. There are these official historical narratives, but there is also a way of remembering through feeling, emotional history, not how it was, but how it felt. And we could say that, you know, we all live and die and we remember then the names of generals, the numbers, and we're also temporary here. But I think this is the duty of a poet, but also here as heir to a family history, to see eternal meaning in these temporary events.
I asked Valjina how she could write a poem about a man she never knew, who I certainly never knew, but that made me feel so much.
When we listen to a great poem, we cannot really paraphrase it. It seems like nothing was said to us, really, yet everything was said to us. And music is particularly important to me, not only because it is a blueprint of a soul, but also because music allows a polyphony. I listen to polyphonic works when I write poetry, when one voice makes space for other voices. Only when I sing as a poet, I am able to leave my human body and approach that ultimate other who, for me, are my dead, my ancestors. So I want to become that kind of a human transmitter, so that as I search through different intonations, different pitches, I can hear something because I'm living right now on Earth, and people whom I'm addressing are not.
There are particular cultures where relationships, conversations with ancestors are understood to be a normal part of life, right? People in cultures who will openly tell you, I talk to my grandparents, even though they've passed on. This talking to the ancestors, is this part of Belarusian culture?
It is part of Belarusian culture, but also I think it is a part of Belarusian history of violence and history of terror. On the one hand, in our pagan traditions, there is a cult of the dead and the honoring of the dead, but there is also something that is just from the past 100 years of living through a history of violence, terror, and silence, when most people in Belarus do not know much about the families that they come from. And this book, Music for the Dead of Resurrected, is a book about the legacy of violent deaths in a family, is about not knowing your ancestors. Their deaths fell into a kind of archive of silence. You know, one third of my life was spent with my grandmother, who was my survivor. And in Belarus, all the all survivors. We're all born only because there was one survivor in our family. Often it was a woman, a storyteller. And so my grandma would sit me in the kitchen every day after school and tell me the whole story of her life, the Stalinist 30s, World War II, living in the Soviet Belarus after the World War II. And World War II was devastating for Belarusians. And so I heard these stories daily. But then I was angry and sad in history classes, in literature classes, because the stories of my family, of my dad, had no place in official historical narratives.
Mort says when you erase history like that, it leads to no one really trusting each other.
It is something that today, as our uprising is happening in Belarus, a lot of people are talking about, that we are all children brought up by mothers who did not receive enough love from their mothers. Why did it happen? Well, because they were orphaned. They were orphaned by war. Families were broken up, and we were brought up not to trust anybody. We were brought up to look up to a bully, to see strength in violence rather than in kindness. And this is a big transformation that is happening with me in this book, the recognition of love as the power to transform violence, to transform broken hearts, to transform family. Once we love ourselves, once we trust in the transformative power of this love, this is how we stop being selfish. And when we become ready to share stories and to hear stories that are not only ours.
That was Valjina Mort talking to me about her latest book of poetry. It's called Music for the Dead and Resurrected.